Now, this new law bans the manufacture, distribution, and sale of lab-grown or cultivated meat within the state of Nebraska. Passage of the measure during the most recent legislative session builds on the governor's executive order from last year, which prohibits agencies from purchasing lab-grown meat and requires state contractors to certify that they will not discriminate against natural meat producers in favor of lab or cultivated meat producers. As Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen shared, Nebraska is the leading beef-producing state.
You know, we've been really, really proud of our team and the hard work and being able to get 33 legislators that saw it the same way. In our business, we've been fighting the far crazy left, PETAs, the Humane Societies, trying to do nothing but destroy production agriculture, destroy livestock production. The folks that are behind fake meat are the same thing. I call it bioreactor meat. It's really important that we call them out for what they are. The fake meat bill is gigantic. It protects Nebraska cattlemen. It protects Nebraska livestock producers. It protects Nebraska agriculture. There's not going to be any bioreactor fake meat made in Nebraska. It's not going to be found in grocery stores. But you still have your rights. If you want to eat that stuff, you can get it drop shipped on your doorsteps. You have the right and privilege to do that if that's important to you.
Sherry Vinton is the Director of Agriculture for the state of Nebraska.
Why would we want to do something that's unproven, has no track record of safety, and we're not sure how this is all going to play out with the pathogens and the consumer safety angle here? So we have the best, most complete tasting protein in the world that we produce here in Nebraska, and we're going to continue that. It's all about protecting our consumers, Susan.
The director went on to say that the new law also is a protection for the consumers, as long-term health effects of eating fake meat are currently unknown. The new law goes into effect September 3rd. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.